Well, hello guys, how are you? This video is about VR games for VR headset. No femons in this, so you may not be interested in this, unless you've got a headset. But this video is just about the games I bought and played for the headset MetaQuest 3, and just very briefly what I thought of them. Half-Life Alyx is an older game by Valve, but it's one of the reasons why I bought the VR headset, and I wasn't disappointed at all. Great graphics. Played really smooth. Even the controls were nice, and a decent length of gameplay as well. I really can't think of anything bad to say about this game, except maybe it's still a little bit pricey. But funny enough, it's still the best VR game I've ever played on a VR headset. I actually went through the game 3 times. You can also get some mods for it, and they're pretty damn good too. So if you've got a VR headset, this is a must game. Now, Batman Arkham Shadow actually comes with the headset. Free. Well, obviously not free really. And to be honest, it's got fairly good graphics. And the controls seem okay. And I played it for a while. But to be honest, it just wasn't my type of game. I think it's made probably for a younger person, as I'm about 108. I may go back to it later when I've run out of all the other games. Next is Red Matter 2. The graphics in this game are very, very good. You really do feel that you're walking around in these places. And this is kind of a puzzly game. There is a little bit of shooting in this one, but not much. You've got to kind of explore and find things that you have to fix or something. But I enjoyed this game quite a lot. In fact, so much so, I bought Red Matter 1. Obviously, this came out before, so the graphics wouldn't be quite as good. But they still were very good. And the puzzles were good as well. No shooting in this one at all. But there is a downside. It's very, very short. Almost like a demo. I paid £9.99 and it was on sale, so I think it's a bit steep priced for what it is. And of course, I played them the wrong way round. Should have played that one first, and then Red Matter 2. Then, Dirt Rally 2.0. The game was made by Codemasters. They used to make pretty good games. And I remember going down to the arcades and playing Sega Rally and all that. Now I don't have the steering wheel or anything like that, because I'm not going to pay money out just to do that for one game. So anyway, I got this and played it. Was quite disappointed with it, in fact. Graphically, I would say it was just average. But you're driving around, it doesn't seem to be any life at all in it. I don't know, maybe if you go online and play with somebody else, it might be better. But I got bored with it very, very quickly. Metro Awakening. I paid full price for this. Shows you what a dummy I am. I remember the Metro games before, and they were pretty good, so I had every confidence this would be okay. Trouble is, it wasn't. The graphics were average at best. In a lot of places you couldn't see anything until you walked over to it, because the graphics weren't that great. And of course the gunplay wasn't very good either. Felt like you were doing nothing. You're mowing all these things down and it didn't feel like you were doing anything. But I think the worst thing about it was the storyline. I think it was written by a 10-year-old. And the trouble is you have to follow the storyline. You have to go up to people and they talk to you. And the dialogue is very, very cringy. They really could have done a lot with this game, but I guess they couldn't be bothered. They could have at least done with another year in the oven. I may play it again, but it's the cringy dialogue that actually gets me. And here is Resident Evil 4. Everybody was saying how great it is. Even if you played Resident Evil 4 before, on VR it's like another game. And the graphics are amazing. I tried it, and I guess those other people must have been playing a different game. The graphics looked kind of cartoonish. The ground looked like a steamroller gone over it, and they were all flat. The trees only had sort of one dimension, really. I guess maybe if you haven't played Resident Evil 4 before, then maybe. But I have. And that's the trouble when a game is made into VR. You want a game that's actually made for VR. Also, the controls seemed a little bit off. This is an impulse buy. I am a Star Wars guy, really. The old ones. So I gave this a shot. And at first I thought, hey, these graphics are pretty good. And of course I enjoyed the sound effects. But flying the ship around didn't feel all that great. And after you've done a mission or two, they all start to be coming very samey. It was kind of funny because I enjoyed the game straight away and all of a sudden, I didn't. Then I tried The Seventh Guest. And considering it's an old game, it's still reasonably expensive. But I did enjoy the game. Graphically, it was pretty good. It did have a lot of trouble with the hands, as some games do. The trouble is you're trying to do puzzles with your hands, so you want them to work properly. That tended to get a bit frustrating. But the storyline and that was very good, but at least until the end. It's almost as like it was their sort of lunch break, and I thought, well, we better just finish it up real quick so we can go have a lunch. Because it had a very good storyline all the way through until near the end. Then it just had to be silly and then finished. That was it. Almost as if all the things you did before meant nothing. But still, quite a good puzzle game. I'm now playing The Room, Dark Matter. And these games actually hold their price for some reason. But if I knew what the game type it was, I would never have bought it. They have the option to sit or stand, as most games do. And usually the games will have snap turn or smooth turn. But this game doesn't have smooth turn. You can only snap turn. That's it. And the other thing is you go into these large rooms, but you can't walk. You can't investigate. You can only teleport to, say, 4 or 5 different places in the room. That's it. I'm sure the price they're charging, they could have done an update so you could smooth turn at least, but they haven't. This game was made by Fireproof Studios. I haven't actually finished it yet. I'm trying to drag it out. Now, here's a game I was really looking forward to. Unfortunately, obviously they didn't get it right. And it doesn't even play properly on a lot of VR headsets. Some people say there is a game in there somewhere when they fix it. I'm sorry, I don't think so. I'm glad I didn't buy it. The last good Alien game I actually played was Alien Isolation. The verdict for a VR headset is that there's lots of VR games out there, just not that many that are any good. And a lot of them look darn right naff, actually. Of course, there's VR guys on YouTube, you know, with their headsets telling you about this game, how fantastic and great it is, and I'm sorry, but they're not. If I'm going to have to stick something on my head to play a game, I'm going to want to be taken into another world. Half-Life Alyx did that. Red Matter 2 did that. And some of the puzzle games can do that too, like Seventh Guest. But at the moment, I'm struggling to find a decent game. You see, for me with VR, the graphics have to be very, very good. VR is the future, but at the moment, there isn't good enough games out there yet. I'm still glad I bought it. At least I've got the experience now. Anyway, that's my thoughts. You take it easy, fellas.